Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob on your middle Sabbath of Holy Week. Wow, that's a double blow, isn't it, to your spiritual life? It's not just middle Sabbath, but it's the middle of Holy Week. It's the last day of March 2021. You believe that? I remember when it just turned January and we were all like, thank God for the new year, right? And now we're a quarter of the way through it. Tomorrow is April. By the way, it's also Major League Baseball opening day. So I believe that's now a national holiday. I'm not sure, you might want to check with your employer. But anyway, this is episode number 43. Of our Lenten daily devotion with Mary Alice Mulligan, using her wonderful little devotional called Go to Jerusalem. And that's what we're doing. And that's where we are today. We have got ourselves in a spiritual zone to be able to embrace all that God has to offer us during these few minutes together. We've got our Native American meditation and healing music featuring that Native American flute sound, which is so peaceful. And we've got our cerulean surf and sea candle. And we've got, that's just a super antioxidant, good old-fashioned green tea from Yogi. The Yogi brand. Well, today we've got scripture of a story you'll recognize, and you'll want to put yourself into that story today for sure. Mary Alice Mulligan has some insights into the scripture reading, some reflective questions, and we'll end with a special prayer today from Mary Oliver. So let us begin. Our scripture is from the 14th chapter of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. It's verses 12 through 25. It's Mark's version of the Last Supper. And as we go through today's scripture reading and comments, some of you I know who are listening attended a Maundy Thursday special service at Vine Street Christian Church a couple years ago with the full upper room experience, shall we say, with the washing of the feet and the hearing from Jesus and the communion of the bread and the cup. And you may remember how moving and intimate that evening was for all of us. I want you to think about how that would be for the disciples, as intimate as it may have been for you, or if you weren't there, you can imagine having your feet washed by Jesus, having him teach you these final lessons and share a lesson about the bread and the cup that you'll never, ever forget. That's intimacy. That's the closeness that Jesus wants. So let's kind of put ourselves in that mode of thinking as we hear the scripture from Mark, Mark 14, verses 12 through 25, the Last Supper. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the day the Passover lambs were sacrificed, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go to prepare the Passover supper?" So Jesus sent two of them into Jerusalem to make the arrangements. "As you go into the city," he told them, "a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house he enters, say to the owner, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is the place. Go ahead and prepare our supper there." So the two disciples went on ahead into the city and found everything just as Jesus had said. And they prepared the Passover supper there. In the evening, Jesus arrived with the 12 disciples. As they were sitting around the table eating, Jesus said, "The truth is, one of you will betray me, one of you who is eating here with me." Greatly distressed, one by one, they began to ask him, "I'm not the one, am I?" He replied, "It is one of you 12, one who is eating with me now. For I, the Son of Man, must die, as the Scriptures declared long ago. But how terrible it will be for my betrayer. Far better for him if he had never been born." As they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread and asked God's blessing on it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, poured out for many, sealing the covenant between God and his people. I solemnly declare that I will not drink wine again until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Mary Alice Mulligan's comments. She says, "Jesus is in control here, just as he was on Palm Sunday. He has already set preparations in motion. Everything is as he predicted, including the room, furnished and ready. This may be where we want to slip our hand out of Jesus' hand, because no one really wants to go where we know this is headed. Yet, before the crushing events we know are coming, Jesus carves out this treasured time together, so we actually want to be there too. Granted, he predicts betrayal, but we also sense the intimacy of the Passover meal shared among closest friends. These who shared everything month after month will share this precious meal of remembrance of God's freeing the people from enslavement. They will eat from the same plate, dip unleavened bread together into the main dish, probably drink from the same cup, and sing together. Jesus will inform them that this is their last precious meal together. Any perceptive listeners to this story will sense their tiny shelter of calm is about to be split open by the powers of hell. Some reflective thoughts for you today. Do you sense divine love filling the upper room? Can you feel Jesus surrounding the little band of followers with holy safety? Then, Can you sense the week's tension rising around them? You know the story, although you will benefit from reading pieces again, day by day. Did something new for your journey strike you in today's reading? Be especially careful to write down things you may want to remember later. Today's poem is called The Hummingbirds by Mary Oliver. I'll read it through twice. The Hummingbirds by Mary Oliver. In this book, there are many hummingbirds. The blue-throated, the bumblebee, the calliope, the cinnamon, the lucifer, and of course, the ruby-throated. Imagine! Well, that's all you can do, for they're swift as the wind. And they fly, not across the pages, but, like many shy and otherworldly things, between them. I know you'll keep looking now that I've told you. I'm hungry to see them too. But I can't hold them back even for a moment. They're busy, as all things are, with their own lives. So, all I can do is let you know they're here somewhere. All I can do is tell you by putting my own hunger on the page. The Hummingbirds by Mary Oliver. In this book, there are many hummingbirds. The blue-throated, the bumblebee, the calliope, the cinnamon, the lucifer, and of course, the ruby-throated. Imagine! Well, that's all you can do, for they're swift as the wind. And they fly, not across the pages, but, like many shy and otherworldly things, between them. I know you'll keep looking now that I've told you. I'm hungry to see them too, but I can't hold them back even for a moment. They're busy, as all things are, with their own lives. So all I can do is let you know they're here somewhere. All I can do is tell you by putting my own hunger on the page. Let us pray. Jesus, Lord and Savior, Lamb of God, your love for us never fails, no matter how much we fail you. Let me sense a time of protected calm with you this day. Amen. By the way, remember that there's a Zoom discussion group tonight. We have a Wednesday just for us, 7 o'clock. And the link to that Zoom discussion group is right in this email that you received the recording. So, I hope to see all of you there. Have a blessed day.